Since the last weekend, the armed conflict has escalated between rival groups battling to control Libya's main gateway into Tunisia. Only 10 kilometers from Ras Jdir city, heavy bombardments left scores of people dead.
Security crisis and the armed confrontation are no longer limited to eastern Libya, Benghazi, Derna, and the region under the control of retired General Khalifa Haftar. The conflict is now in western Libya and next door. This is a serious threat to our national security.
Now all Libyan airports are closed. Civilians are facing a serious challenge in reaching safe areas abroad.
Closing all Libyan airports is a right decision on the security level, but it will certainly lead to a humanitarian crisis in conflict zone and across Libya.
Security experts assert that while Libya is divided between two governments and parliaments, the ISIL Takfiri group is plotting to seize power by force in the North African state.
ISIL is very active in Libya. It is planning to establish a so-called Islamic Caliphate, which is an extension to the one in Syria and Iraq.
Tunisia's National Crisis Unit has ordered the deployment of thousands of soldiers. The troops will be responsible for providing security and avoiding any armed clashes on Tunisian soil a few days ahead of the second round of the presidential race.
In the past 12 months, the armed conflict in Libya has spread to many cities. Now that the fighting between armed factions broke out near the border with Tunisia, the authorities in Tunis are calling for vigilance. Adnan Chebeshi, Press TV, Tunis.